Yeah, play definitely plays from a different perspective, I guess you could say, from a different angle. But you know, it's great to be in this. You know, it's funny because a lot of guys on my team, they go in the locker room and they expect it to be nicer. I said, man, this is tradition. This is tradition. Your school's got all the Nike on the wall, probably. I said, we don't got to recruit like that, you know. So I stick up for my school, and, you know, it's great to be back. It's a beautiful stadium.
Can you talk about just finishing the orange and brown the way that you did with the big catch and then all the other big plays that you made today?
You know, it's special. You know, we have a special group. You know, our offensive line, running backs. Corey Coleman had a great day yesterday. You know, some days other guys have great days. It's just how we, you know, how we operate. And just for, you know, for myself, just to make plays. You know, that's the coaches calling the right calls and QBs putting the ball where it's supposed to be. And that's it. I'm just doing my job. That's my 1/11th is to make a play when the ball's in the air, and that's it.
Well, when we talked to Hugh Jackson, he mentioned that. Something Coach Austin, I didn't catch his first name.
Craig Austin.
Thought that he would be a better wide receiver. Was it his idea? Or take us through how that all
I know Hugh pretty well. You know, we had talks, me and Hugh and Craig Austin. That's one of his best friends, and that's my he was like a surrogate father / you know, somebody that a mentor. You know, we all had a decision and talked, you know, and we just came to a conclusion, you know. It's kind of that type of deal.
Is that when you think you get a chance to?
Yeah, it was about a couple weeks after that.
Terrell, how would you sum up what the relationship is right now with Ohio State, especially since the NCAA ban?
You know what? I don't really. All I've heard is positive vibes. You know, it was great to see Coach Luke Fickell. He came in the locker room. You know, gave me a little dap And it was great to see him. I talked to him for a while. I saw Coach Gillum, Greg Gillum. He used to play, you know, he used to work here as well. You know, I talked to Coach Tressel off a lot and stuff like that. So it's great to be communicating now and being able to, you know, and, you know, coaches not being blocked off and them welcoming me in to come and work out and be around those guys. You know, guys make mistakes or whatever. You know, I could go on that blah, blah story again, but it is what it is. It's life, and let's go to the next chapter.
See, I assume you counting on making this team. I mean, what kind of camp?
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about being the best player and best teammate I could be. I'm not worried about making team. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm just here to do my job, and whatever the coaches decide, that's what happens.
Jerome, can you talk about Robert Griffin III and just how he's come along?
Robert's been awesome these past 3-4 days. Awesome. He's been on. Josh McCown been on. Guys are playing well. And also, you know, the skill guys are helping, you know, and the running backs are, you know, they're getting through the holes and making plays, and offensive linemen. It's really, when you ask about one guy, I got to talk about everybody, because everybody, it's just a collaborate. If one person doesn't do their job, it's not going to work, you know. So to get to your question, RG's doing a phenomenal job.
Well, did you like throwing that pass today?
Yeah, that's cool. It's different. It's a little different. You know, it's a lot you got to work on, you know, throwing deep down the field with a glove on. It's a little different because if you have your glove off and the defense sees that, I mean, it's guys are pretty sharp out there. So it's something I got to continue to work on and try to master. You know, we got a couple weeks now, so just keep on working and grinding at that.
It looks like you have improved so dramatically as a receiver. Is it dramatic to you, or is it just step by step?
It's just putting my head down and grinding, you know, and watching other people do great things, you know, watching the greats do it, you know, watching film on greats, you know, watching film on Josh Gordon, you know, how he handles his business on the field. You know, I like watching great talent, you know, and, you know, guys like that, like Josh, like Randy Moss, you know, Tony, guys like that. I like to put a little stuff in my basket, take it and use it to do what I can do, you know, I try to counter it some way. You know, me and Josh are the same size, so it's a little, and Randy, so it's a little different than watching AB and stuff. But there's stuff you can use off of them. You know, so I just try to put a little, you know, different stuff in the bag and try to, whatever works for me, you know, to try to be the best I could be.
I know you were focused between the lines, but every time the ball came your way and every time it touched your hands, the stadium seemed to get juiced and really ignite. Is that something you noticed while you were out there today?
I mean, playing in here, I was electric, you know. So, sure there's, you know, there's a lot of Buckeye fans here and Browns fans. You know, it's just hopefully it's the upcoming of what it was possibly to be. You know, just making big plays and breaking tackles, making, you know, making runs and stuff like that. So, you know, that's, I work hard for that, and you know, I'm comfortable with urging and for us to and talking about us making big plays, because you have to see it to achieve it.
How eager are you to show these skills in the preseason?
I'm just gonna go. I'm not gonna force anything. I've been doing it in practice versus very good talent. I'm not gonna force it to prove to anybody. I'm gonna do what I do every single day. And
are you relieved not to have the hamstring though? That kind of.
Say that again.
Are you relieved not to have the hamstring issue? The kind of.
Well, let's knock on wood. You since you brought that back up. So I'm just playing. I wasn't, like we talked about in Berea, I wasn't ready to run like that. I just came over from being a quarterback, you know, my whole life pretty much. So now that I'm back and, I'm running a lot, you know, I got an off season to run. I went through the whole system, you know, through the off season, OTAs and stuff like that. So I was able to really catch on with how we run and how much we run. You know, before I was like a bear, you know, now it's a gazelle. So.
Terrell, you made obviously a lot of plays on this field. In your career, was there anything about being back on this field and being able to do that again? Did you feel anything heading out there?
Nah, I just, football's football, you know, no matter where it's at, it all feels the same, you know. And I know this is the most amazing crowd here, you know, Buckeyes and Browns fans are pretty awesome as well, but football's football. When you're between the lines, I don't hear anything. I'm focused on that guy that's trying to stop me. And I'm coming for him. That's it.